Thank you, Sarah. Now to our final batch of stories on this part of Chatterbox, which include a shock arrest and the launch of a national commission to tackle loneliness. But first, a crowdfunding page has been set up to help a severely disabled couple enjoy a honeymoon cruise after tying the knot.
Sophie and Jason Adams from Helston both have multiple cirrhosis, but family and friends are determined to raise £3,500 so the newlyweds can go on a week-long cruise from Southampton to Norway this June. The cost is higher for the Norwich couple because they would need a cabin specially adapted to improve disabled access for the washing and sleeping areas, which would need specific equipment and space for two carers. School friend of Mrs. Adams, Vicky Grinnell Wright from Wales, set up the online fundraising page, which has so far raised just over £1,100. Mrs. Adams was a talented gymnast and physiotherapist before developing MS aged 26. She is now unable to speak or move, communicates using eye movements and a word board and needs 24/7 care. Her husband has to use a wheelchair but can still talk. Mr. and Mrs. Adams met through a dating website in spring 2015 and arranged their first date in a Norwich cafe.
The Rail Delivery Group, which represents all train operators and Network Rail, has announced new trials of new fares system and action plan for companies aimed at making ticket purchase from ticket vending machines easier and simpler. Greater Anglia has introduced a new fares price promise designed to guarantee the best price possible if customers book via the Greater Anglia website or app, or refunding the difference if they find the same ticket cheaper elsewhere. The company also launched a new website which includes an easier ticket buying process and highlights how many bargain advance purchase tickets are still available.
The Friends of Kets Heights have been working to bring the panoramic viewpoint near Kets Hill back to life. During the late Victorian era, walks and flights of steps were laid out around the chapel ruins, and it became a fashionable place to visit. In 1977, it was given to Norwich City Council by a benefactor, and in 1984, local volunteers began developing a wildlife garden and Kets Heights was open to the public again. But it became overgrown until the Friends Group was set up in November 2015. Volunteers have helped to clear paths and scrub and made the site more welcoming. Guided tours and performances have attracted hundreds of people.
A man had to be wrestled to the ground by police after a female officer was pushed down a flight of stairs. Shocked witnesses described how the man, who was wearing just his pants, was tackled by several officers and threatened with a taser on Trafalgar Street. It happened shortly after a female police officer was pushed down the stairs of a nearby property, leaving her requiring medical treatment. Police were called to the scene just off Hall Road to reports of a disturbance in the area. A spokesman said during the course of the arrest, one policeman received an injury to his wrist, while a female officer suffered an injury to her ankle. A spokesman for Norfolk Police said, while a taser was drawn, it was not fired. Both injured officers received medical attention at the scene and were taken to hospital before being discharged. They are said to have suffered minor injuries. A police spokesman said a man in his 20s had been arrested and was in custody.
The Let Students Shine scheme, run by Charity Shine, saw Year 8 boys at Wyndham College don their gloves and masks to solve a crime. With a crime scene in place and e-photo fits to study, the students worked together to bring the truth to light, including making plaster casts for dental records. The project, which is supported by the Times Education Supplement, aims to deliver positive experiences for young men and sees students selected from a project covering two terms. It includes three project days, a range of after-school sessions, and the creation of a workshop which they will deliver in local primary schools. The goal is for the boys to become ambassadors for the school and teach younger students.
Young entrepreneurs have created a colouring book featuring some of the city's most famous landmarks. After signing up to take part in this year's National Young Enterprise Programme, Year 12 pupils at the Norwich School formed their own business, Inceptum Norwich. Through Inceptum, the group designed Norwich, a colouring guide for a fine city, which features 15 historic buildings and sites across the city. The booklet's cover is a painting of winter sports in Norwich by the late Frank Ashworth, grandfather of Inceptum's managing director, Tom Osborne. It is currently being sold at Jarrold and in the reception of the Maidshead Hotel in Tombland, which is one of the 15 images included.
A mother is to share her experiences at the launch of a national commission to tackle loneliness. Camilla Leveridge from Wyndham said complications around the birth of her son resulted in her becoming isolated and detached from her family. Due to the size of her baby, she needed a caesarean section and was put under anaesthetic for 8 hours at the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital. Following the traumatic experience, Mrs. Leveridge slipped into a state of postnatal depression, which gradually became worse as time went on. But it was only when she was put in touch with the Children's Centre team at Action for Children in Wyndham that she felt able to speak about her issues. Now, Mrs. Leveridge has been chosen to speak at the press launch of a new national cross-party commission to tackle loneliness. MP Joe Cox had taken the first steps to set up the commission before she was murdered in West Yorkshire last June. It aims to tackle the growing issue of loneliness and find ways to overcome it.
More than 100 applicants were put forward for the AQA Unlocking Potential Scheme, which offers support for 14 to 19-year-olds who have faced personal challenges, by pairing them with trained mentors who have competed at major sporting events. Ellie Chettleborough, age 16, and George Watson, age 19, who both study at City College Norwich's Sixth Form Centre, will now receive guidance from Essex sailor Sam Breary. Over the next 8 months, the athlete will work alongside the pair, who are nominated by their tutor, Charlotte Andrews, and help them deliver a community project at the end of the scheme. The programme is run by education charity and examining body AQA and the Dame Kelly Holmes Trust.
That's all from Simon and me, and now it's over to Marnie Meakin and Richard Matthews for the next part of Chatterbox.